Good day. In fact, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. All hearts and there's no flowers. It's all hearts.
Just hearts.
Pretty hearts. Yeah, so sweet. They look really good behind you. Yeah, that's so nice.
I didn't realize how the top was going to fade in kind of with the color, but
Looks
that's
good.
okay. It's all about the love.
It is all about the love. If I did it on the phone, it would be shooting out hearts right now. So, and we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Excited to be here. Hope you are all here and come on in and tell us where you're from. Oh my gosh, light up your grid. Right before the show, I was thinking, it's like, do I need to say that again? And they were like, yes, people, they're actually showing me that huge things are happening because we do that every week.
Nice.
Yes, it's like this is it's like tilting.
I love it. Well, you know,
Yes.
if you think about it, we encourage everyone that's watching to think about all the people around the world. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. So keep doing it. Tell us where you're from and light up your part of the grid. You are doing amazing things. We're so powerful.
Agreed.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
Yeah, very nice. Oh, and if it looks like an earthquake over here, it's because Buddy just decided to lay down and slammed into my desk. Maybe the background will help it not look like it shakes so much.
Hearts.
Look at him shaking in love for you. If you guys would like to ask us questions, please go to whatever platform you're on and put it in the comment section with capital letters of Tiffany. Tiffany in capital letters, and you can put Goddess Tiffany or beautiful butterfly in the sky, Tiffany. Anything you want to put in there to grab her attention, please do it. And if you are on Facebook, please open it up in its full form, the video in its full form to comment. So to be sure to get the comments over to us, because all we're live feeding in several places, and it all feeds into one place for us to get your questions. My personal page, if you were on that, and I think people get there too late to hear this announcement, but my personal page for some reason doesn't work with the comments. So please just go to my YouTube page, Tracy, you'll find it at Tracy Mahan. Tracy Mahan, not Julia Cannon, but Julia and I are arm wrestling all the time over who's going to have the most views on their YouTube. And
Thank you guys for playing with us,
you
honestly.
guys really are good sports, especially the ones that watch both of us on two different devices so that we
So
can both
cool. So
get the
cool.
count, the numbers.
When
It's
you were saying,
fun.
Tracy, when you were saying that part about we're streaming in all these different places and it comes into one, I was just, we're so tech savvy. Oh my gosh.
That's right. And you know what would be even more fun is if each one of you clicked the share button and shared it on yours. Wouldn't
Yeah.
that be
That
amazing?
would be really cool.
Yeah. And you know what would make that even better is if we get 1 million viewers, Tiffany will turn on her camera.
Yes.
So there's that. All right,
Absolutely.
you guys, I think you all kind of know the rules of how to get our attention and ask us questions. We would really like your questions today. As you can tell, I'm in love with the idea.
She's in
I
love
don't
with
know what else to
love.
say
That's
about
a
that.
wonderful thing.
Wonderful thing. Yeah. It's been a really weird week energetically. So I don't have an energy update because I was trying to get a project done today. And before I knew it was time for the show, but I did get the project done. So yay.
Yay. Well, you might have just given it by saying it was a really weird week energetically.
It just really was like,
So what was going
well,
on?
one morning, I got all three of my kids in the house, and one morning, they all three woke up sick.
Oh.
And I was like all of them. It was weird. And they went to bed okay. Well, I think my oldest son might have been not feeling well and just didn't express it. But then all of a sudden, everybody was sick. So, I'm loading up on vitamins because I'm in the house, and I did get it, but mine lasted about a day and a half. And the only thing that lingers is like this scratchy or like a cough. But Anyways, I was asking because, we do our thing, and I was doing my healing around why do I have this? Why am I experiencing this? And I was asking, can I let this go? And they said, not yet. Your body needs to go through this. It's purging some energy. And I thought, that's really interesting. And so I felt like I was working with it and trying to honor that energy that it was working with to get out. But I'm also watching, like, myself go through this with these other three people in the house and how different my experience was from theirs. I'll say it like that because I don't want to make it sound like one was better or different. It was different. I went through it differently than they did.
You know, what's interesting was this last, not this week, but last week, I have coaching sessions with my Soul Speak group, the people that have graduated from the course. And that was exactly what happened in there. Someone had a lingering cough after they had all these symptoms and things. And when they worked through the process, it was that they still had stuff. They were shedding things. It was like, it was exactly, it
Yeah.
was really cool.
Well, Julia and I tell you guys this all the time. We've been doing this a long time, but it doesn't mean that we're, over all the humps. We still got to clear energy and do our work too. And there's things to clear and emotions to be had and all the things. But so yeah, and then it snowed. So now we're sitting in snow and that's interesting as well because it adds to kind of like everybody just kind of nestling in the house.
And
And
well, see, and being ill, usually it's about you need rest. And then, like, if you're needing to shed things, it's like it wants you to rest so you can do that. And then the snow just put another.
it's like putting a blanket down. Okay, you're not going anywhere. Just sit
No, isn't
still. Yeah, just like
Yes.
that.
Just
But
hunker down and just be, it's okay. Because sometimes people just keep wanting to go. And it's like that put like another thing there. It's like, no, you're not going. Just stay put. It's okay.
Yeah. And I think that was part of a big thing for my boys is all of them had work on the calendar. They were supposed to go to work. And the one that drove the furthest, I'm like, you are not going. I'm not letting you get in the car and drive in this weather. I said, I don't care if you lose that job, and remembering a time when that I wouldn't have been the one saying that. I would have been like, you're obligated to that company. You signed, you told them you're committed to that. That's right, guys. That's me. I would do that to myself if when I was their age, if it had snowed like this, I would have tried to get to work.
Exactly. We put
And
ourselves in
I'm
these.
like, it is not worth your life.
Yeah.
And one of the managers to one of the places my youngest son works at went in the ditch and totaled his car. And I was like, was that worth it? How much money was he going to make today? It's like,
People, if he can't, they're not getting in either. I don't know what kind of business it is, but
it's a pizza
unlikely that you're
place.
going to get. Is it what?
It's a pizza place.
Okay, so it's not very likely now unless they deliver, which they.
Well, not in
I'm
this. No, that one doesn't. They don't deliver.
say it's very unlikely that you're going to get walk-in traffic.
Yeah. So, and even if you do, it's like as an employer, you've got these young kids, half, it's a pizza place. So some of them are teenagers, and it's not worth risking their lives to sell a pizza. I'm sorry, it's not. So close your store, close it. We're all going to understand.
Take care of your people.
We'll
It's
get
great.
Chinese food instead. I'm just kidding.
Or cook at home.
At home, right? I was like,
Find something.
yeah, there's got to be something in that fridge. But it's kind of funny around here because we live in kind of in the outskirts. So everybody's got like a four-wheel drive. So when it snows, I swear, like, I want to stay home. Don't put me on those roads. I don't want to do that. You look outside and it's like, did somebody open the barn doors? What the heck? Everybody's out with their four-wheel drives. Like, oh, we better go to the store and get some. Stock up because that's going to melt tomorrow. It's like, what? Anyway, but
Yeah, but
yeah,
they're the ones
it's
that are
funny out
helping
here.
the others that don't have four-wheel drives that did get out there and got stuck.
Yeah, could you go get his car out of the ditch, please? Yeah. The ones that were trying to get to work to make your pizza so that you could drive your four-wheel drive down here to get it. Anyways, so that's what's going on around here. It's just kind of I'm in that observing mode, just kind of watching people and things and what's going on and myself even, like, what am I doing? And so anyways, and I've been having some computer challenges. If you guys watch my YouTube, you heard the last video I put up. It took my voice and made it fast forward.
Oh, fun.
It kind of was. It was fun to listen to a channel in fast forward.
My God. Was it like the chipmunk version of you?
Almost. It
Okay.
would do
Oh,
like this and it was telling him, and I was like, da, da, da,
I
da.
love it. I love it.
Yeah. And I was like, they're telling me to post it, so I'm gonna post it. But I still had to work through what was causing that. I think I got it figured out, but
Yeah, but whatever you were talking about, or there was some reason for that, it all went together. That was no accident.
no, it wasn't. And it was almost like when you're listening to it, it's almost like you can hear things infused in it because it's got a little static in there too. Like there's
Cool.
things going on in that audio. And it was like, okay, that's interesting. So yeah. So anyways, that was my week of energy updates. It's interesting energy. We are going into a calmer energy where things are going to be launching forward and stuff, but I think it was the end of February that finally starts
Okay.
taking off,
Okay.
if I remember right. So, if anyone is an astrologer in the audience and you want to update us on when's that good stuff coming in, let us know. But I'm pretty sure it's towards the
February
end of this month.
25th. I don't know where that's coming from, but let's just see.
What did you say?
February 25th.
Ooh.
We may have said it
By the
last
way,
week. Who
I've
knows?
got my dragon mug today. Yeah.
That is such a cool mug. Where on
Isn't
earth did
it?
you get
Man, people love me. Ah, and then the tea tastes so good.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah. And I don't know if anybody else is watching the fish in the background. They're like racing each other and
You
just
see
having
them
the best time in there. They're like, look, if
That's
we're over
fun.
here, we're in the camera. I think that's what they're doing.
Probably
Trying to
posing.
steal the show. Yeah.
Love
I get it. I understand that.
it.
Good. All right. What else do we have? Anything else before we ready?
I think we're ready. Yes.
Tiffany. Hey, what would you like? What are you requesting? Oh, could I get, today would be a good day for chili and oh, not that kind of thing. I think we want to know where everybody's from.
Oh, okay. I'd
Yeah.
love to share that with you.
Now I'm hungry for chili.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm having it maybe later this week.
Are you?
We have Canada, Tennessee, Florida, another Tennessee, snowy Portland,
Right here.
your neck of the
Tucson,
woods. Yep, Tucson, New York, Kansas, Missouri. Cat and Jack, hello. Thanks for saying hi. North Carolina, another Australia,
Yeah.
California. Oh,
Bet they're not
sorry.
snowing.
Washington, New Zealand, Arkansas,
Ooh, Arkansas in the house.
Philadelphia, Idaho, New Mexico, Michigan, Oregon,
Yay.
Colorado, Sweden. Some more California, some more Canada, some more Colorado. I hope it's just the same person posting.
Just keep going in and putting their data in there.
There's more.
Hilarious.
My
Maryland, some more Australia, Reno,
goodness. Nevada, Wisconsin. I don't think we've had Wisconsin yet. Philippines, Montana.
The Philippines. That's
Rogers, Arkansas,
right
the
here. Wow,
UK,
nice.
Scotland, Nebraska.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you, everyone.
That's so
I think.
cool. Are you, I want you to visualize your light going out, every single one of you, and imagine all the lights of everyone else being emitted as well, and see what you're doing. See, this is going to be adding another layer to what's happening. All of these push, I'm not gonna, well, maybe not push. They're all accentuating their,
You want to sing, put out your heart light?
yeah. Turn on
I
your.
mean, it's appropriate today. Let's put it
Absolutely.
out there. Happy Valentine's Day to anyone just showing up. And again, your comments and questions. If you have questions, please capitalize Tiffany's name so she knows that. She'll read them to us. We're going to use our antennas, and we're going to bring those answers to you, whatever they might be.
Yes, as
Yeah.
best we can in our version.
Our version. Yep. We're going to give it to you however it comes in. And then you guys get to use what? Discernment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it doesn't relate, doesn't resonate, let it go. You don't need to tell us how bad we are or how mad it bad it it's doesn't resonate with you. Just doesn't resonate, just let it go. And if it does, then tell us how wonderful it
Yeah,
also
then we want to hear about
yeah.
it.
Haven't heard anybody. I've just heard like a couple. It's like one person said I was deluded. Something like that. I can't remember. It wasn't that word, but it was really close. But anyway,
Yeah.
that's fine. It doesn't resonate. That's okay.
I crack up a little bit at the people that want to come in. They listen to the video. And then they have nothing nice to say. And it's like, why did you listen to it then? Just move on.
Move
You
on.
know, you don't care what my opinion is, obviously. So why do I need to care what yours is? And we're not supposed to. You know,
No.
you're right for your reality and I'm right for mine. And that's all that matters. We're good. Just move on.
Keep
So.
going and you'll find your tribe. You'll find exactly the group that you get, period, you know, and they get you. So that's wonderful.
100%. All right. Beautiful goddess Tiffany in the sky with Valentine
Finally.
wings.
Oh, Valentine wings. Woo.
What
Got like
kind
a
of
little cupid.
questions? Now I can't not see that.
I'm not naked though.
We won't know that until we get a million people watching. So you guys hear that? She'll turn on the camera if we get a million hits. We'll figure out if that's a true statement or not.
I'll give you a hint. I am cloaked in kitties and puppies and
Oh, yes. So no matter what, you're a fur ball.
yep, it's cold. I think it's cold here is what they're telling me.
Oh.
So first off, this is an update from I guess a couple of weeks ago. This is from Paige. They say, I wanted to update from 2 weeks ago in metaphysical home issues with my internet. It was my router. And I
Oh.
had to be rerouted from some victim consciousness. And guess what? Done. I had a court date disappear and a new router arrived.
Oh, that gives me chills. Bravo.
I
Good
love
job.
that. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That
Yeah.
is so great.
Good job. Good job.
Yes. And I love that interpretation. I love that. Thank you for giving that, you know, bring that back. That
Beautiful.
is.
So now their new question.
Okay.
Why do I keep having drain clogs in my home?
Oh,
Metaphysical
another one for you to
diagnosis?
figure out.
Wow.
The house is like your body. So
Yeah.
if there's stuff clogged, then where are things clogged in you? You have clogged energy somewhere. Something's stuck. So yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. As far as drains, they usually drain water. I think this is where Tracy is probably going to go, and that's your emotions. So maybe you've got some emotions stuck somewhere. So just look at yourself and ask, you know, where am I not moving? You know, do I have some stuck energy? Do I have some emotions that are, and if you just went through like what you just said, you know, like all the things you did, you probably have some emotions around that you want to just go ahead and allow to move.
Here's something I would like to say about emotions is sometimes we don't even know who we're upset at. And in sessions, I've done this where, it's like, well, who, this person's holding on to anger. Anger, where's the angle, anger coming from? And they're looking for it. It's like, who are they angry at? And I know that we're all looking at the answer that it's going to be themselves, but sometimes it's God. And people do not like to say they're angry at God. And I just want to tell you, and I'm getting chills, so somebody needed to hear this. It is okay to say, I'm angry at God right now because what the heck, and just talk it all out. Just do it. Just verbal vomit whatever's going on and get it out of you. And then you can go back and go, okay, thank you, sorry, whatever. But it is okay. I mean, like, you're doing the best you can and you're living your best life and you're being the best kind of person you can be, and it keeps hitting the fan, then you might be mad at God. Like, why am I still running into all the problems and the things? And so, anyway.
Would God be similar to being mad at the situation?
Yeah, I think it would be. You're mad at, that's a perfect point. Yeah, you could be mad at that situation, mad at self, mad at the universe, at God. But
Sometimes
yeah,
we're mad at the
why
situation.
hasn't this changed yet?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
and then you go on that journey. Why hasn't it changed yet? Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Why hasn't it changed yet? And then I go to that comment that I like to make, and not the one that we're always saying together, but God is more interested in changing you than your situation. You're in the situation because
You got things to do. You got to
you got
learn
you're
it.
learning something there. And so it's not going to change until you figure out what it is you're supposed to be learning.
Yeah, if it's still there, it means you still got some learning to do.
Yeah. Here's another question I asked this week. If nothing ever changed, if in your life right now, the way it is, and nothing ever changed, could you be happy? And when, I could probably sit there and go, yeah. And I think you probably could too. Yeah, I mean, we always have change coming in. We know that. But if it,
It's
but there was a time in my life when someone asked me that question, because it got asked to me.
gonna
And
happen.
I like that question because it was a game changer for me. And I was horrified at the idea that my life would never change from what it was in that moment. But I also had to realize that, how do I love the moment I'm in? How can I fall in love with my life where it is right now, which was then going to help me create the change? But I had to take a re-evaluation of, what was going on, and take a different perspective, look at it differently, and get a new perspective of it. So there's a lot to that. Rise above it. How many feet? Or thousands of feet?
Well, for the view, 30,000 foot view, look at things from that perspective, and it's completely different. It's most things don't matter
They
from
really don't from there, you guys. And when you get caught up in the day-to-day life and everything feels so serious and hard, do that.
Yeah.
Just take yourself, separate yourself from it, and go have a talk with God and rise up above it and get a different perspective and look at it from a bigger picture. And it's going to shift it. Just like the one that just said, she shifted everything.
Yes.
It's going to shift.
And see how the reality changed when she diffed it? When she diffed
Yeah, when she
it?
diffed that,
When she
it
did
diffed
that?
in. Now it's diffed in. Yeah. Anyway, watch the one of the closed caption try to do that one.
Yeah, diffed.
It diffed that. That's awesome. All right. Anything else on that?
No, I think that's great.
Wonderful. Oh, gee, I'm muted, but I still kind of want to do it. Oh, sweet pink butterfly of love and Cupid arrows. What do you have for us
With
now?
roses.
Oh, and roses. Yes.
You got to save some. I
I
mean,
have
this is an
roses.
hour show.
Oh.
Pace ourselves. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
That's right.
Sparkly Tiffany. I think that goes
Ooh.
with your roses.
I think
Can the
so.
same soul be in two different people on Earth during the same time period, or only one instance at a time?
Oh, that's really good.
we have fractals, we have pieces of ourselves, and that's of the high of the whole. And it can be part of ourself, it may not be the same soul, but it's a part, it's like a part of a part
Aspect.
kind of
I
thing.
call them aspects.
Aspects. Okay. And
So, yeah, the big soul, like you draw that picture, the big soul. I'm an aspect of that. Could there be another aspect of that soul right now? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And sometimes you will encounter that person. It's not encouraged because it can be confusing. You probably won't be aware of it. In sessions, it comes up sometimes that happened or where it could be, but it's not something that, I mean, you're having your experiences. This is all the parts of you that are having their experiences, and it just happens that you have two parts of you having it in the same time frame. Most of them are in all different time frames and dimensions and all kinds of things. But it absolutely, it can happen where two are in the same time frame.
Expand that. Okay, so you have aspects of your soul having different incarnations in different bodies that don't look the same, possibly different ages, sexes, all the things. But this aspect of you that's playing Julia or Tracy, now this aspect of me that is playing this role can have many different experiences on multiple timelines.
Yes.
And so I was. Man, I just had this conversation earlier today where we were just talking about how infinite it is. It is so infinite. The more you talk about it, the more you realize there's just no end to the
Yeah.
possibilities of your soul's experience.
Absolutely. You know those mirrors where they have a mirror facing a mirror and you're in
That's what
there?
she said.
Okay, that's what it's like
Yeah.
because it
You
goes on
can
forever.
explain it to the audience. I heard this earlier in the conversation I had earlier. Yeah.
Have you ever you've seen that where they have like a mirror in front of you and a mirror behind you, and if you take a picture of it, I mean it just
Yeah,
shows,
just
well, even you don't have to take a picture, you can see it when you're in there. It's like it just keeps repeating itself. It's infinity of
yeah.
mirrors. It's of the reflection of you in
Yeah.
that mirror. So it's really cool. Or if it's at angle or something, I'm not really sure the exact dynamics of what does it, but
We mean business when we come in and do these lives because we're having a lot of experiences.
yeah, and you think about up until now, we were not aware of it. It's always been happening. So it's not new. It's always been happening. What is new is that we're aware. We're consciously understanding these concepts. We're becoming more aware of these things. And as we're becoming more aware and that veil is thinning, we will become there's awareness and then they're experiencing it. So then it's
Yeah.
experience it and know it
The
consciously.
Ant-Man show, the movie, the quantum one where he gets microscopic and goes in, that one to me does a great job of creating the visual of that, of him just keeps multiplying. So yeah. Very cool. All right. Let's see. I gotta pace myself. So Tiffany. That just seems so short and
Wow, that's very lackluster. I mean, I
yeah,
could
it
get a
really
little bit of
was.
something.
I think
I
I
bet
needed something
everybody
in
else is
there.
doing enough to make up for it.
Oh, I
Sugar
guess we'll
booger.
see.
Sugar
Sugar booger Tiffany.
booger.
Since you were kind of talking about this a second ago, Cat and Jack is asking, can we get an exclamation and explanation? Words are hard. Can we get an explanation? Am I truly the higher self or a part of the higher self?
You are a part of the higher self. The higher self is the real you. It's all, I mean, as we, it kind of comes in more and more. Like when you channel, you're channeling more of that. It's more of that coming into you. We are a piece of the higher self. Would you agree, Tracy, or would you disagree?
I would agree. I concur. And as we keep growing and knowing, we may change our answer, but right now that feels accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like there's a limit to the higher self. So it's not like, oh, as we grow and we take in more, then we're taking away from another aspect. No, because it's limitless. It's
It's
just
infinite. Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. All right. Darling, puffy dressed, sweet, angelic.
puffy dress.
I don't know. What I saw in my head is like a little girl with a puffy dress and a lollipop.
Oh,
and
interesting.
maybe pigtails. Tiffany, would you please read us another question? Have you ever had pigtails, Tiffany? You have to say yes. Your mom's nodding her head yes.
Oh, maybe as a very small child.
Yeah.
That's when I had long hair.
You had
That's why I
long.
keep my hair short, so I can't wear
Yes,
pigtails.
you had your
Yeah, we had to
pigtails. I had to do something with your My
ginger.
mom used to always put her hair in pigtails, and then dad would call us his little piggy tail girls. And I grew up on a hog farm, so it was confusing to me. I was like, is he calling me a pig? I didn't understand that's what the hairstyle was, that it was piggy tails. Anyways, that's my story. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Thank you for sharing, Tracy. Do aliens have souls and karma like we do?
ETs gonna I'm sorry, that's a trigger thing for me, that word, so I'm gonna please change
Call them
it to
star beings at this point,
our
yeah.
beings, our brothers, our family, ETs, whatever. They are not alien to us, they are us. Do they have, okay, so the word you're asking, do they have her
Souls
karma,
and
souls
karma.
and karma? Yeah, absolutely, they have souls. Earth
The
is where we
karma,
have the karma
yeah.
is, well, karma's gone.
I got no with the karma part, but souls for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
and some of them are aspects of us we just talked about,
absolutely.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. And
So.
see, the karma thing is gone. Even if it was, when it was here, I mean, the veil is what's here on Earth, where we don't know who we are and all that stuff. We don't know the game. They don't have that. And they know their connection to the source. They are very aware. They are where we are going, you know, that whole consciousness and awareness. Yeah. But absolutely, the souls, like you said, they're aspects of us. They've
Yeah.
yelled at me. They're like, you've got to get people to understand. You are us and we are you. You are us and we are you. So, yes.
How did it go? No, I'm just
You are us
kidding.
and we are you.
That's it. That's all it is. Yeah, and you know, people when I'm have talked to me about channeling the Arcturians and the one I call Arcturian Daniel, and you know, it was a little while into not very long into channeling Daniel that it was finally revealed to me that Daniel is an aspect of the same soul incarnated in Arcturus. And that's why we connect, because we're from the same soul.
Yeah, amazing, isn't
So, yeah,
it? It's so
it's fun.
clear. That's, well, of course you do.
Well, and I had a session before where the client, when they left the body and they returned home, home was a ship. They went back into a body that they had there. And they were walking the halls of the ship, and they're like, yeah, people are looking at me like I feel like I've been gone. She had an 84-year life in that lifetime or something like that. And, you know, felt like she was gone for this many years. And people are just like, hey, like she was only gone for a weekend. And when she sat down for her life review, she realized that time there was different. And yeah. So she went, and I always think of it like the Avatar movie when they transfer the consciousness over to the Avatar body in that movie. It's kind of just answered a lot of questions for me in that. And because when your mom would say the volunteers, and it's like, how did people from other planetary systems volunteer without dying? Did they have to die to come over here? And then that movie just kind of answered it. So yeah. So anyways, there's so much, you guys, and it's so interesting. We're really cool, and we're in this really cool experience. So
Well, thank you for saying that, because I had this quandary for the longest time, and you actually, for some reason, I never put it together like that. But I have had a session, and I have seen where I'm in a suspended animation on a ship, and I kept going, why? So why do I need to be in suspended animation? Because I know some others, like, I've been shown lives where I'm not, but that one is like, and that one, and then also was showing me how that, it kept saying that's the core. It went from showing me on a ship, then it went to this, that's the core. And it was showing all these leads coming out of that, going to the different experiences, all the dimensions, all the different things and time periods and stuff. And it still wasn't, you know, I kept seeing that as a different thing. It's the core, but it's what you're just saying. It's like, this is so you can, you're here. Yeah, that's that part of you that's, and then in my case, it's the core. That's my core.
I like it. That's a great way to, yeah. I mean, we're getting connected to a lot of deeper thinking today. So you guys, hopefully this isn't blowing your mind, but
Well,
yeah.
hey, this is driven by them. So this is what they want
Yeah.
and need. So
Well,
Oh,
the project I was working on earlier was putting up a video, and it was about going deeper. So,
there
hello, here we are going
you
deeper
go.
in the show. And it's like carry over into this. But yeah, we're meant to go deeper into ourselves right now. And so, yeah, that'll be released tomorrow morning if you guys want to listen.
Cool.
So, yeah, but here I'm just loving how these things kind of blend together, because we really like you guys' questions are causing us to go into a deeper conversation.
Your
It's great.
questions, your frequencies, your vibrations, all of that. We wouldn't be going there if you weren't wanting it, needing it, asking for it. So.
Yeah. And it makes sense because, you know, we talked about being in those timeouts and those holding periods and how, you know, this has been recharging us, getting us ready. This is what it's getting us ready for. We need to understand more about, you know, we've been understanding that we need to heal, that we need to release these karmic things, that we need to go on our self journeys. Well, guess what? Now we need to know what's next. And that's what they're getting us ready for.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah,
Me
see what
too.
these new book writers are going to be putting in their books. What's happening now? So,
Next. Very
so.
good. Thank you guys for
All right.
asking for this. This is fun.
Exactly. All right, little twinkling star in the sky. What do you have for us for the next question, please?
Glorious cosmic goddess Tiffany.
Man, that was a good one.
I feel that I create peace with others just by thinking about them. Care to talk about that? Maybe it's jumping timelines. I love this tribe.
I know, isn't
Yay.
it great? Yes, you guys are so amazing.
Jumping timeline, I think you're healing them. Like creating peace just by setting those intentions. You're setting that energy forward. So you're probably healing the one you're on if there was anything to heal there. But
Well,
you
again,
could be jumping.
frequencies again. I mean, it could be because you're moving to the timeline where that is XYZ, you know, because you're putting that
Yeah.
out there. And so it could be. Also, what you were saying is like the frequencies. Anytime we send love to people, in fact, that's the thing to do. If you get news, if somebody gives you news or something that, you know, is you're like, oh my God, I hope they're okay. I hope it. If you go to worry, that's the energy that you're giving them, and that doesn't help. Send them love. Anything you get, anybody in any situation, send them love. Then they can take that love and work with that. When you send them worry, you're giving them that energy, and it will just, that's going in a different direction. So if you really want to help them, send them love. So,
That
and it
applies
could
to
be for the,
everything.
technically, it could be your jumping timelines. I don't know. But
Or, yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Like you're moving to the timeline that doesn't have that lower frequency or that conflict in it. But also, I think you're healing that with the love frequency. You're going to heal that as well. And that timeline may just drop away.
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. I like these questions. They are making me think.
Yeah, very good.
Good. All right.
Keep doing that. Keep sending it out.
Yeah, to
Everything.
everything that you are having angst about, in your life or around your life or globally or whatever, send it love. That's the answer, right? We all know that. Okay, she unmuted, so she knows it's coming. Oh, beautiful Tiffany with that galactic powerful knowledge. I don't know what that other person put it. It was really good.
Cosmic goddess.
Cosmic goddess. Please, please read us the next question.
We do have someone asking where can they submit questions ner during non-broadcast hours.
Yeah, if you can send them to either of our actually probably YouTube channels would be best. Those are the ones that I see and you see yours. So yeah, either of our
Yeah,
channels.
if you put them like you go to YouTube and you go to this show and then post your questions, because I was posting a thing for YouTube questions and it confused people that didn't watch the Metaphysical Hour. So just go to this
Yeah.
show and
We
on
do see all the
either one of our YouTubes and ask your question, and then we'll get those to Tiffany. That's a
Cool.
better plan.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll work.
Yeah.
Great. This, I think there was another similar question to this, but can some tangible, actionable tips be provided on how to improve on manifesting? Can we be specific on what we want, I'm assuming, to manifest? Also, how can we determine here in the 3D world that what we want to manifest is just not going to happen because there are other plans going on?
That was a lot.
That was a
Yep.
lot.
So something tangible for manifesting.
And do you have to be specific? And you need to know what you want. I mean, if it's just broad and questionable and you're flitting and flighting around, then the universe doesn't have a frequency to hold on to. So you see, it's about your frequency and your emotional frequency and how you feel about something. And that's what the universe is going to give you more of. And so it's
It
waiting for
just
you
wants
to
you to choose.
Exactly. It's waiting for you to get to that
Choose.
place. As long as you're in this, I don't know, then it's going to give you I don't know stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how it
And
works.
I had another incident like that because we were talking about when I chose to go to my level two training and it changed my life. I don't know if this one's a life changer, but I was like, oh, well. Here's this opportunity and this opportunity. I wonder which one I should do. And I just kind of sat there with it. And then all of a sudden, I was kind of put in this, oh, I need to choose something. And I chose one. And all of a sudden, everything started anchoring in. And da, 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 da. But until I did that, it was just kind of floating there. And so you got to choose. Like the universe is just waiting for you to make a choice. And then they know how to support you. But your energy in that also is important. Like if you're like, well, I will do this one, but I don't think it's going to work, then the universe has to be like, okay, well, you don't think it's going to work, so I'm going to give you all the reasons why it's not working. So we
Do
have
you
to.
find, and do you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was feeling like that's what that last part of that question kind of goes to is like, if it's not supposed to be, what about, see, that's some of that same energy. It's like you're making a reason not to choose something.
Yeah. So some things in our life are fate. We planned them, right? Like there's certain people we just really wanted to make sure we're going to be in our lives. And we made sure that we ran into them. And if that didn't work, we ran into them again and then again and again until it finally stuck, right? But, I think we said this the last week or the week before that if it doesn't interfere with your life plan, if it doesn't derail you from it, then you can manifest it. It's, you came down here with a plan and you're the one that made it. And Julia will knock that in a little harder for you if you want. You're the one that made the plan. So trust it. But as long as you're not derailing yourself from your plan, you're going to be able to manifest and create.
Okay, so that brings up another question. How would you know if you're derailing your plan?
Roadblock, brick wall. 2x4. If you're constantly like pushing against the cement wall, stop what you're doing and pick a different strategy or do something different because it's your higher self saying, don't do that, don't do that. And I have an example of some of that. Like, my aunt and uncle were going to Maui and they had the big storm and it actually collapsed part of the condo that they were supposed to be staying in. Like they sent us pictures and they said, well, I guess we're not going to get to go. Well, then they found another place and they ended up going. Well, then my uncle ended up slipping and breaking his his ankle. And one of the first things my mom said was, I think that was a sign for them not to go, and it's like the universe is going to give us signs and we have our free will. What are we going to do with that? There was no way for them to know that was going to happen, but there was definitely like, hey, hit the brakes a little bit.
I wonder if something else happened in there, and this is all they're really saying. I bet you were there were some other things.
Oh, there's got to be some other things in there. Yeah. We're getting a little tiny piece of a big story. But things like that, the place you were going to stay in just disappeared into the water. It was like, oh, let's go anyway. It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, a lot of us would have probably done the same thing they did, but
Because you really don't go. You're hell bent on we're going. This is we're
yeah,
going.
we spent a lot of money, we're gonna go. But yeah, it's those kind of things when we get these roadblocks and it's something's not working and it's like, why am I being delayed and why is this not happening? Start
And so what,
trusting it.
yeah, trust that. But what you do at that point is you back up, pull back, be objective, and it's like, okay, you're probably being shown something else, but because you're so blinded on this one and focused on this one, you're not even seeing the optional path. So it's like back up. It's like, okay, if this one I'm keep hitting walls, that means there's something else. Just put that out there. That means there's something else out here that's better than it's meant for me. And then that allows you to see it when you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very good.
Just know there's another path.
Yeah. All right. Did we cover that one good?
I think so.
I like where you were going with the go for it.
That's my calling.
Ding.
Ding
Oh, my goodness.
she's not unmuting. That must not.
No, she
I
went to get
missed it.
coffee.
I missed
Oh,
it.
she missed
Yeah.
it. It was so
Just
subtle.
waiting for you to
Yeah.
give her wings or some sort of angelic gifted power.
Yeah,
I gave her life.
not some ding dong.
Oh my God. I guess life is all you get from your mother. That's all you're
Oh,
getting.
wow. I guess that's a lot. I keep seeing dragons popping up in my awareness everywhere I go, more than usual, including dreams, practice QHHT sessions, etc. And now Tracy's mug. What does this mean?
Did you
What
miss
does
our
it
dragon
mean,
show?
Tracy? Tracy's the dragon queen. What does
We
it
had the dragon show. How long ago was that? I have it
mean?
capitalized dragons on my description for it. So go find the dragon one. But did we take him on a journey? I think we did to meet the dragon.
Did we?
I thought we did. Just like a real quick one.
Okay, but we did. Oh,
I
yes,
thought we did
I think so. I
on the
think.
other one. So I don't want to do it again, but yeah, dragons. They're the whole story about them, I think, is in the other one, because that came up.
All I'm hearing is that we're back.
Yeah, that was it. I went into how a few years back, well, several years back, I was told the dragons were sleeping in the mountains, and now they're not. The dragon, and they're in another dimension, but they were, their energy was all over the mountains, and now they're waking up. The dragons were waking up, and now they're, well, we had the year of the dragon last year too, right? So yeah, we are full-blown dragon energy. Everybody has a dragon, at least one. Some of you are dragon keepers, and there's a reason and a purpose for the dragons to return. And I love finding the dragon people because it's just magical. It's like we sit there and feel like, oh my God, I'm making up dragons. Come on. But when you play in their energy, remember we talked about the Grand Canyon with that too. So
Yeah, just
you
and
just
I'm
got to go
seeing
watch
that.
that show.
You see this a dragon turn its head and look at you. You're not gonna doubt
Yeah. So we're with you. We're with you in the dragons. And there's a show. It's a couple episodes back, I think, but it's in the title. If you go to my YouTube page, I put dragons in the title somewhere. So just look for that. Okay. Did we get it? We covered that. I mean, I could talk dragons for a while, so we won't
Oh,
do
I know you could.
that. But yeah, that's part of why we brought the dragon mug into play. It's been a while since I had my dragon mug for the show, so I'm like, oh yeah, I'll bring it.
Yep.
All
Cool.
right. Cute little Cupid. What do you have for us next?
Would you like maybe a thinker?
A thinker? Well, I'm just realizing we don't have very much time. So can we do a thinker this?
I
I
don't know.
think
You tell me.
we'll talk fast.
Okay. Traditionally, we humans tend to visualize our conscious, subconscious, and unconscious are stacked, quote unquote, stacked up with conscious being on top. Could it be we have it backwards and the subconscious and unconscious are actually, quote unquote, higher, meaning the unconscious is more closely linked to our higher selves than our conscious?
Yes. That
I
wasn't
think
that
so.
was that's the answer, yes. Yeah, the conscious mind is more associated with the earth plane, with the physical. It's protecting the body, it's censoring all the physical stuff, all these things here that come in. And then as you move into these other parts, yeah, they're more they're not as rigid physically, and they reach out. And definitely this, I mean, be the unconscious probably. I'm not sure. We have these people that have labeled all these things, psychologically, and they may not quite match with what we're saying, but we have other parts to us that then expand out into that connection to that higher self.
I love that you said it that way because I think it was last week where I was talking about something and I'm like, these labels don't work anymore.
Don't work. No.
They and it was interesting to have that come out of my mouth because I'm like, this doesn't even work anymore because the understanding's so far beyond what this label will say.
Yeah,
So
that was that understanding at that time, and it was probably really, really profound at that time to have these different parts. Oh, we have parts that we don't even know about and things. And so you can see how that would be a link, but it's just because of the labels and the definitions they put on them, those aren't relevant now. We just take those off. And yes, conscious is physical. It's related to us. It's the one that we're most aware of. And then the other parts all are shifting into this higher self, the bigger me. Yeah, big
yeah.
me, little me.
You know what I want from you guys? I want you to come join us on a cruise in Iceland in June. We're going to have conversations like this. We're going to have dinners together. We're going to play together. We're going to have workshops, 3 days of workshops on this cruise. So come check that out, tracymahan.com. I have a link for the Iceland cruise on there. That's going to be this June. And then you guys, you want to shout out the retreat
Have the
for
retreat
Asheville?
in May in Asheville, North Carolina. Go to QHHTofficial.com to get information there. I believe you have to go at the menu and see find retreats to get that. And then we also have our QHHT courses where we teach you, mom, develop this hypnosis method so you can understand all these things we talk about. This is where they come from. It's from sessions where we discover all this really, really, really cool information and understanding who we really are. So if that resonates with
Pretty
you to
crazy.
become a practitioner and do this, then Tracy has a code for you. And the course is at that site, QHHT Official.
QHHTofficial.com. Put in code the magic is real. Make it all one word. The magic is real. You'll get that discount.
And you'll get 10% off
Perfect.
the course. Yeah.
And if you are a practitioner, sign up for a companion class. Those are awesome and you'll make friends for life. And the teachers are amazing. Okay.
Absolutely, and they're all over the world.
And if you want to see Tiffany live, she'll be on the cruise in June. TracyMahan.com. Go to the cruise. All right, you guys. Thank you for being here. Happy Valentine's Day. Go eat some chocolate and have a very good night. Bye-bye. Thank you,
you to see you next
Tiffies.
time. Thank you, Tiff.
You.